Shel Farley is the Republican, Conservative, and Reform Party candidate for U.S. Senate. She is running against incumbent Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand. Shel, it's good to have you back. I'm excited to learn more about you.
Thank you, Susan. It is great to be back.
So why don't we start with the big news of the week, the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy. Give us just a real brief, what are your thoughts on him?
Well, I think that, you know, Brett Kavanaugh has spectacular background, Yale undergrad, Yale Law School. You know, he clerked at the Supreme Court for Justice Kennedy. He was associate counsel under President Bush. You know, he sounds perfectly qualified, and I think he deserves a fair hearing.
So Kavanaugh has recommended that Congress pass a law deferring criminal and civil lawsuits against a sitting U.S. president until that president's term is complete. So this is going to be something that the Democrats bring up during his confirmation hearing. Would you support such a law?
Well, I haven't read the whole proposal. What I believe
it's not even a proposal. It's something that he wrote in the Minnesota Law Review.
For Bill Clinton, yes. When part of the Star report, he was saying that Bill Clinton shouldn't be subject to criminal prosecution, and that any president, it was just too difficult that you had the ability of impeachment, but on the other side, that they shouldn't actually have to go through that time, because frankly, their time should be spent on running the country.
So what do you think? Do you agree?
That argument, I think that makes sense. I mean, in that sense, right? Why would you not want the president to be focusing on these other important issues and simply delay any kind of, you know, personal prosecution until after he's out of office?
So
he'll be out of office.
You
by
believe,
definition,
you
there,
believe
there's
the,
a time limit to that.
Shel, you believe the prosecution of then President Bill Clinton by Ken Starr should have waited until after he was out of office then?
Well, that was what Brett Kavanaugh said.
Yeah, no, he did say that, but only in 2009 he said it. You know, this was something like 20 years later, after he was pretty much in the middle of everything in the prosecution in Ken Starr's office.
I think that the purpose of the Senate,
I want to know what you think.
Listen, well, and I'm saying that I think that Brett Kavanaugh deserves a hearing. And in fact, I mean, Kirsten Gillibrand approved Elena Kagan in a midterm election year. That's the issue right now that they're saying. And I said, well, why was it okay in 2010 for Elena Kagan, and it is not okay for Brett Kavanaugh in 2018? I disagree with that.
I'm not sure I get the...
They should.
I don't get
Brett Kavanaugh, that they're saying that they should wait until after the midterm election in November, when there would be, you know, ostensibly different people in the Senate.
I'm asking you about something completely different, though. This is something that Kavanaugh has written about. It's not, you know, anything that we don't know. He has said that if, and this is important because of the Mueller investigation, that any law, that Congress should pass a law deferring criminal and civil suits against a U.S. sitting president until this president's term is complete. He believes that. But he also said that he would, that he looking back, he would have not, in retrospect, prosecuted with such vigor then President Bill Clinton. I want to know what you think.
I haven't read that opinion. I'll read the opinion, then I'll give you mine.
Okay, it's not an opinion. But anyway, let's move on to energy and the environment. I've read that your energy is one of your areas of expertise.
Yes. And I mean, as I think you know, New York State has some of the highest energy costs in the nation, and it's a big issue. And it's because that, you know, pipelines are not being allowed to be to go across New York State, even where, you know, locals want them to. And I think that's a real issue. I mean, why is it that our utility costs are 35 and in some cases 40% above the national average? I want my utility costs to go down. I think when everyone I talk to, you know, around the state feels the same way.
What about climate change?
Voters want the utility costs to go down.
What about climate change? There's an issue here. And getting back to nominee Brett Kavanaugh, some are concerned about his rulings related to climate change. One legal critic told Scientific American that he seemed very skeptical of any attempt to regulate carbon dioxide emissions or any greenhouse gas regulation without action from Congress. And since Congress has enacted and doesn't appear inclined to act, Shel Farley, doesn't that concern you?
I think that Brett Kavanaugh deserves a fair hearing. But right now, my understanding is that the Democrats don't want to actually allow any kind of hearings. I think all of these subjects should be discussed. He should actually discuss them. So let him go ahead and do that rather than saying that we will go ahead and we'll wait and not have anybody there sitting in that seat for another 6 months.
So it does sound like you have some very clear positions about energy. What is your position on climate change? Do you believe that humans are the primary cause of climate change?
I think that we have to do everything we can to protect our climate. Everyone wants clean water. We want clean air. That's very important. I don't see necessarily how pipelines, and which would lower our utility costs, would hurt the environment. And there are a
There's
lot of requirements.
There's the issue of methane release from the pipelines. That's what I'm hearing from people who know about this stuff on the other side of the coin, the political coin. Methane causes climate change.
Well, and as you know, there are a lot of environmental permits that are required to do any of these things. And I think we're all in favor of making sure that we keep a very clean environment. Absolutely. But we can't do it at the expense of, you know, having these utility costs, which are sky high. I mean, there's got to be a balance between the two.
Yeah, none of this is easy.
And I think that's important. No, it's not easy. But so, I think we also have to come up with solutions. What has often happened, and I think this has been an issue, is that people keep talking about things rather than just trying something and seeing what the end result actually would be.
Well, I think on the other side, people would say that Congress isn't acting. So, you know.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. And a great example of this is Kirsten Gillibrand sponsored over 300 bills, but not a single one of those 300 bills has passed in law.
I think we've already talked about that last time, and I'm hoping to spend the last 3 minutes that I have with you on a different topic. Governor Cuomo is warning that a conservative justice will tip the balance of the court, and so Roe v. Wade could be repealed. So he's calling back the state Senate to pass the Reproductive Health Act. What's your position on the RHA?
I think that the senators and the assembly should read this and make up their own minds. You know, in terms of federal issue, I think we've talked before about my positions. I think I would have, you know, unlike Kirsten Gillibrand, you know, voted for the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which prohibits abortion after 5 months.
Do you believe that these issues are ones that should be asked of the Supreme Court nominee, Kavanaugh, or do you think that these things should be sort of left aside because they are so partisan and so divisive?
Well, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself said that no one should be asked to tell you their positions in a hypothetical question. That, frankly, you shouldn't have to do that. And I agree with her. Absolutely. That you cannot ask somebody a hypothetical question. You can simply discuss, you know, how they would have voted in the past. And that's what you would judge them on.
It does sound like you, if you were in the Senate right now, that you would vote yes if the vote was today on Brett Kavanaugh.
I think that's fair. But truthfully, I need to do all the research, too. I've read what is available publicly. I think I would like to meet him. But yes, and from everything I see, he seems like an incredibly qualified candidate. And there's no reason that I can see not to vote to confirm him.
Do you think that Roe should be overturned?
I'm not a lawyer. But in general, I think you know my position on this.
So you think yes? I mean, I don't. So, I mean, it's sort of, you know, there are lots of nuances here.
There are lots of nuances. And, you know, as I said earlier, I am in favor of the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. But I also think that a woman has a right to choose.
Shel Farley running for U.S. Senate against Kirsten Gillibrand. For more information on her candidacy, visit ShelFarleyForSenate.com. Thank you again, Shel.
Thank you, Susan.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO. 2.5 million members speaking with one voice to ensure a better life for working men and women. Information at nysafl-cio.org.